You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
New this morning, the Park City School District has signed an agreement with the Department of Education to address harassment complaints.
The complaints first appeared a couple of years ago. We get the update from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
KSL 5 reports 180 reported student-on-student harassment claims came in between 2021 and 23 that involved race, anti-Semitism, or sex, and that in specific cases, the district responses were insufficient. Park City High School teacher Josh Goldberg reported finding anti-Semitic and racist graffiti in the classroom.
Many students have come out and now spoken to me about what they've been experiencing.
A 13-page agreement has now been signed by the district that includes a review of those harassment claims, a revision of its harassment policies, development of a standard form for reporting harassment. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A large majority of Utahns say they support non-discrimination policies. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson breaks down a new survey.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that more and more people in Utah believe the LGBTQ community should not be discriminated against when it comes to housing, employment, and public accommodations. Support has gone up from 81% from the previous year and 77% in 2019. In fact, the data shows Utah is the most supportive red state in America.
Equality Utah says they will continue to bridge ideological and political divides to further this work.
Lake Powell is expected to get a boost this spring, but it's not expected to reach the levels it had before the start of the drought a few years ago. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, around the time the drought started to hit Utah especially hard in 2021, Lake Powell was sitting at 40% full. It's only gotten worse since. Early last year, the reservoir was at a record low, but got a lifeline from the record snowpack. But even after all that, diversions have brought Lake Powell back down to 31% full. The National Weather Service's Colorado Basin River Forecast Center says Lake Powell will get a boost from spring runoff, but not even as much as it normally gets. They're predicting when all said and done, levels will sit at 37%. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A federal judge says 300 miles of Jeep trails will stay closed near Moab. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, this decision means off-roaders aren't going to be able to take their ATVs or Jeeps or trucks on 317 miles of trail while a bigger lawsuit works its way through the court system. So off-road groups like the Blue Ribbon Coalition have fought to keep the area open after the Bureau of Land Management decided to close those trails last fall. Environmental groups celebrated the BLM's decision, while off-roaders said it infringed on their right to recreate. We reported in October that around a third of the trails were closed, leaving about 812 miles left open for Jeeps. We will be reaching out to both the plaintiffs and the defendants of this case and let you know what comments they might have. Reporting live from the Matheson Courthouse in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A Pennsylvania man is behind bars accused of grooming a fourth grade girl here in Utah over the internet. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen.
Alyssa and Sheldon Williams still have a hard time believing what's happened since last summer. Kent Goodrich is the chief of police in North Park, a small community in northern Cache County. Goodrich says the Williams' relationship with their daughter and their gut instinct something was wrong helped them put a dangerous man behind bars.
Goodrich says the children felt comfortable enough to talk to their parents after the groomer reached out to them.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A manhunt in Idaho is growing in size this morning after a prison inmate escaped following a visit to the hospital and then a shootout with police.
Meade was taken from the prison to St. Alphonsus Hospital in Boise Tuesday night after authorities say he engaged in self-injurious behavior. As Idaho corrections officers were set to transport Meade back to prison, that gunman opened fire right in the ambulance bay area of the emergency department, wounding two of the officers. Responding Boise police accidentally shooting a third corrections officer in the confusion.
ABC's Victor Akendo says that Meade was serving a 20-year sentence at a maximum security prison for shooting at officers during a high-speed chase.
First look traffic now, and here's Heather Kelly.
Well, traffic continues to fill in on I-15, the 201 freeway, and Mountain View Corridor in the typical areas, but the biggest issue remains in Taylorsville. The intersection of 4700 South, 2700 West is closed in all four directions, so you need to find an alternate route. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation resumes this morning to figure out what caused a duplex in American Fork to explode. One woman died and another crawled out of the debris. Tammy Beck's mom is the woman who survived.
It's a miracle. My mom's a feisty little thing, so I'm not surprised that she survived, but she has no clue how she made it out.
Dominion Energy's workers were at that duplex doing maintenance work the day before, and they say they are fully cooperating in the investigation.
The interpreter for a Los Angeles Dodgers baseball star has been fired and is accused of stealing millions of dollars to cover gambling debts.
Shohei Ohtani's lawyers tell ABC News a baseball megastar has been the victim of a massive theft. His longtime friend and interpreter now fired after questions arose over $4.5 million in wire transfers out of Ohtani's bank account to allegedly cover the interpreter's gambling debts to a bookmaking operation, according to sources talking to our partners at ESPN. It all came to light as that bookmaking operation is now being investigated by federal law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I love this story, too. There's a new exhibit in the New Orleans World War II Museum, and it uses AI to preserve the voices of those veterans. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has that story for us live. Michael?
Tim, it's called Voices from the Front. It's an immersive exhibit which allows guests to converse with video recordings of people who lived during the war. The AI helps by matching the questions to the best response. 102-year-old veteran Alan Pickens was featured in the project, and he tells the Associated Press his story will be preserved long after he's gone.
I'm making history to see myself telling the story of what happened to me over there. I'm so proud that I'm here, that people can see me.
Reporting live, Michael Kmetz, KSL News Radio.
The freeways are running great this morning, but